Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, happy Thursday. You know what that means. It's time for P4P Real Talk. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. So welcome again, everyone. Thank you for joining me on Real Talk. In case you missed us earlier this week, P4P made a major announcement that they're going to be launching their own publication for national athletes across the board, whether you're bodybuilding, MMA, BMX racer, you name it. They're going to be pulling together the experts and the tips that are going to benefit everyone there out in the field. So November 1 is the launch date, so keep your eyes on the P4PMuscle.com website for more information. And we're really excited about it. So I know they're going to have nutrition tips, experts. The new cover is out. It looks amazing. So it's going to be a great piece coming up for us. And just a reminder, a little housekeeping, that this is an interactive show. So if there's anybody out there that wants to dial in at any point and speak with our guests, you can reach us at 657-383-1476. So that is 657-383-1476. Do give us a call. We are happy to take your questions. And the we tonight is Dr. Kevin Miller with EC True Chiropractic. He is a chiropractor, and he does a lot of amazing work with athletes and non-athletes across the board. So we have asked him to join us tonight to tell us a little bit about what chiropractic care is. It is making strides, leaps, and bounds as an alternative health care option, and just to let us know what kind of benefits that we can actually derive from this practice. So with that, Dr. Kevin Miller, thank you for joining us tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on tonight, Desiree.
Awesome. So can you do me a favor, and why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yes, well, I'll kind of start out and share my story on chiropractic care and how I actually got introduced to it. I was a young college student, and I had a neck injury, and it kept getting worse and worse. And actually, I got to step back and back it up way back into high school as a freshman in high school. And for you, if any football players are out there listening, you know, I was playing linebacker, and I stepped up into the hole and met the running back, and big collision, and all of a sudden, bam! I feel this shooting pain down my arm. Common terms is a stinger, and my arm just dropped down to my side, and I couldn't move it. And, you know,
wow.
Being in high school, young high school kid, I freaked me out. You know, so my arm's hanging by my side. I can't move it. And, you know, as I take myself out of the game, I jog off the field. And, it starts coming back. I was out a couple of plays and started coming back. And then I was back in the game and, you know, going back at it. So I didn't think of any much of it. Just happened, but I kept going. And then it didn't happen again that year. And then the next year it happened a couple times. Same thing, you know, tackle somebody and boom, right down to my side and pain shooting out down my arm. But, you know, you're young and didn't know any different, so you just keep pushing through it. It's going to get better. So in the next year, it happened a couple more times. It was sore, but I didn't think anything of it. I kept pushing through. And then fast forward into I chose to wrestle in college, and it kept getting worse and worse in college. So now, my junior year in college, I am trying to wrestle with stingers almost every day. And every time
wow.
I'd get my head bent back, it would shut my arm down. And again, you know, I'm tough and I'm going to push through this. It's going to go away. It's going to get better, thinking all that stuff, going to the training room. But it just never got better, and it kept getting worse and worse and worse. Well, one day I was like, I looked at I was weak. I couldn't lift. And I looked down and, you know, looked in the mirror and my left pec muscle is gone. You could see the ribs going all the way through there and my tricep. I looked at my arms and I'm like, my God, my tricep is gone. So it atrophied all of that muscle. So, you know, I didn't know any difference. So the trainer sent me to the doctor and, you know, athletes, we think, well, I don't want to tell the coach or because I want to still compete. But finally, I'm like, I have to do something because it was affecting performance and pain. I couldn't sleep at night. I was getting headaches and, you know, I was just miserable. So, you know, sent me to the doctor and the doctor sent me to the surgeon and MRIs and all that stuff. And the surgeon said, you know, your career is over and you need to have surgery next week. And if you don't do anything about it, you're going to be paralyzed. And I was like, oh.
And so what were they wanting to do surgery on?
On my neck. There was a disc, a bad disc bulge in my neck. And
okay.
So, and that's what it started out, you know. And what I found out was after I talked to the surgeon was like, you know, showing me the plates and screws that he's going to put in my neck. And I'm like, no way, you know, that's not going to happen. So I didn't do that. I said, I'm not doing that. There's got to be something else. And that's where chiropractic comes into the story is that was my last resort. And even today, you know, I hear that a lot in my office. People are coming in as, you know, they haven't heard of chiropractic before. They don't know about it. So they come in, somebody tells them to come in because it can get them better. And that's what happened to me. And I went into the chiropractor, and thankfully it was a corrective care chiropractor that wanted to get my spine corrected. And he showed me an X-ray, and, you know, I saw it right away. He showed me what normal is supposed to look like and then how messed up, screwed up mine was. And that disc, all that pressure was just coming down on that disc, and that disc was putting the pressure on the nerve, which just shut my arm down. And my, you know, my left pec and my tricep, those muscles were gone. So, you know, we started care, and I was in a lot of pain, so I was in there a lot, getting it better. But over time, it's like, oh my God, I can feel my arm, you know, I can sleep again. Headaches were going away.
Mm-hmm.
My strength was coming back. And, you know, just going through that process of healing, letting the nerve heal and getting the pressure off allowed the musculature to come back so I could compete again and compete at a high level. But what he really told me was, you know, he linked it to the nervous system controls everything in your body. And, you know, he sat me down and said, you know what, some of the same nerves that are getting pinched, they're in the upper back, were going right to my heart and lungs. You know, as an athlete, I wanted to have strong heart and lung function, and they were getting shut down too. And so it scared me. I was like, oh, I got to get this fixed. And I wanted to get it fixed because, number one, I want to be healthy. And now that I'm older, you know, at that age, it's all you think about is wrestling at school. And, you know, you don't have much other things in your life. Now I have kids, and, you know, I want to be healthy for a long time. And I thought about, well, holy crap, if it shut down my pec muscle and my tricep muscle, what did it do to my heart and lungs? You know, it shut those down
exactly.
Too. I just didn't have any symptoms of that. But if it would have stayed that way.
And that's a pretty amazing thought because.
Hey, yeah, if it would have stayed that way, I mean, if I would have never got it fixed or had that surgery and never got corrected, how would my heart and lung be right now, 20 years later? Not good. And so, thank God, you know, I decided I had to walk out of that surgeon's office and walked into a chiropractor's office, you know, and it, you know, I think it saved me a lot of health issues as I get older, now that it's corrected and, you know, functioning where it should be.
And then that's what ultimately led you to want to pursue a career as being a chiropractor as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, at the time, you know, again, I didn't know what the heck I wanted to do. And, you know, in college, I kind of did. I was studying biology, and I knew I wanted to help people. I mean, that was one of my passions. I wanted to help people. And I knew I could do that. And actually, at the college that I went to, at Wartburg College, they had a really good pre-med program. So I was in the biology program and actually took the MCATs and was accepted into a couple medical schools. And, after this happened, I always questioned on, like, why medications and do I just want to give people medications all day? So when this happened to me and exposed me to chiropractic school, I stopped that process and went right to chiropractic school, and that was the best decision that ever, have one of those moments in life where God does a lot of, he points you in the right direction and what you need to be doing, and that was it. As a 21-year-old kid, he said, you need to be a chiropractor, and I went. So that was changed my life, changed the trajectory.
Yes, it most definitely did. And in listening to your story, there's a lot of amazing things that are in it. But one in particular that, when I think of chiropractors, or when I used to think of chiropractors, it mostly had to deal with back pain. If your back hurts, you can go see a chiropractor and they can help fix that, which is still very true. But in your story, it was linked to, like, I would have thought that having a pinched nerve could result in losing muscle mass or losing, function of one of your limbs.
Yeah. And that's a lot of people don't think that way because one, you can't see it. You don't see your spine. So you don't think of it as the most important structure in your body. But if you think about it, when you're, take a baby, when a baby's conceived 8 to 14 days into that process, the first thing that forms is your brain and your nervous system. So everything grows off that. I call it your lifeline. It's your lifeline, and everything has to flow through that spinal cord. And we can't see it because it's well protected, and thank God, because if it gets cut, if it got severed, everybody knows paralysis happens immediately. But what people don't think about, what if those nerves are impaired by a little bit? A little bit over a lifetime is going to cause problems. And, there's the nervous system so amazing. And if you study it, how many different connections. I mean, there's just millions and billions of different connections in your nervous system. But it controls, one thing it does is, you said back pain. The thing about pain is if you take the word health, you think about what health is, the first four letters in the word health are heal. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say anything about pain or feel, what you feel. Health is how you heal every single day. And in order to have 100% healthy body is that brain and nervous system and spinal cord connection has to be functioning at 100%, because if there's even 1% of pressure on that spinal cord or nervous system, your health is going to suffer. You just don't know it yet because you don't feel it. And only 8% of the nerves in your body actually feel pain. So pain fibers are a small portion of your nervous system. And you think about it, I always use the eyeball, for example. I mean, you think about the eyeball, and for us to see, how amazing is that? And I just think that's amazing. And how many nerve fibers are working just for that to happen? But just then think about your heart, your lungs, your organs, or your intestines. I mean, it takes a lot of nerve power to run those, and you don't feel them. Even the neuromuscular system, there's not pain fiber. It's motor function. They're not pain fibers. And a lot of people have problems, have subluxation where you're misaligned at, before you even feel it. And unfortunately, in our culture, we base our health on what? How we feel.
How we feel, what we feel like.
Yeah, what you feel like. And instead of measuring and testing your function of your body and how you're healing. And so that's my philosophy on health is, yes, if there's issues and if there's, like, pathologies going on in your body, absolutely. We need to get those taken care of and take some drastic measures to do that. But why not find out how your health is and how you're healing? And that's what chiropractic care can do for you, is we can measure. I mean, we do some simple tests in our office, and we can find out if you have subluxation or if any of those nerves are getting pinched very easily by just looking at an x-ray. And once I do that, mm-hmm. I can say, yeah, right there, you know, I can pick out where those subluxations are at. Then I get my hands on people and, you know, I can remove that nerve interference. But what happens is the real healing happens in each and every individual, because my philosophy is the healing power comes from within you. That's why we're designed. And that's what real health is. And it's got to come from within you, not outside in. You know, a pill, a medicine, or, you know, surgery. I mean, will it save your life in a crisis? Absolutely. I'd never say not to do that. But if you want real health, it's got to come from within you. You know, it has to be that innate intelligence that comes from within you, and you know, that's where the healing happens.
Now, I've in listening to you describe all this, you've used a word several times. You've said subluxation. What is that?
Yeah. So that's the technical term, the big word for pressure on your nervous system. Or you're out of alignment. I'll use the common language that patients tell me. they're out of whack. They're out of alignment. They feel it, right? You know, they point to where, you know, where they're kind of, they can tell that they're out of alignment. But that's a technical term for misalignment. And, you know, in the chiropractic profession, subluxation is that's where where you're not healing at. There's an interference from the brain connecting to your body tissue. And if there's interference there, over time, it's going to cause disease or problems. It could lead to pathology. It could not. But you're not going to be as healthy as you could be if that interference isn't there. If you release that interference, the body is going to heal better. And, you know, and I use a simple analogy. Think of a safety pin, and let's say, you know, if athletes here, you know, got your workout clothes hooked on a big safety pin, and if it's hooked, then they're going to stay on there. But let's say you unhook it and turn it upside down, those clothes are going to, you know, they're going to fall off. That pattern is broken. There's interference there. It's unhooked. So with the nervous system, the brain, just think of a brain, and let's use the heart for example, a cell in the heart. If that safety pin is unhooked, if there's pressure on T1 to T4 sympathetic nerve function that goes to your heart, that heart's going to be affected, you know, especially as an athlete. When you go out and sympathetic means like stress, so you're going to go out and sprint a mile. We're going to go run a mile as fast as we can. You have to have sympathetic function there. That's the fight or flight or the tiger chasing you. It's going to give you that, you know, boom, instant energy. And, you know, if there's pressure on that T1 to T4 sympathetic system, it's not going to give you that sympathetic function, that energy that you need. It's going to slow it down. Do you want full energy?
Which makes your performance less.
Or, what's that? I'm sorry.
I said it makes your performance less.
Yes, yeah, it's going to decrease performance, absolutely. And then as an athlete, what do we want? We want 100% performance. And that's my goal when I work with athletes is, you know, they may have back pain, they may have, you know, different things going on, but I want you performing at 100% all the time and never lower than that, because that'll give you an edge. That'll give you an edge on somebody that's not at 100%.
So you work with athletes. Predominantly, is it mostly just wrestlers, or do you see a wide variety of people? I mean, I know you've done some pretty prominent, activities too. You've been to the Olympics.
Yes.
You were there in London. So this seems to be like a field that a lot of, athletes are starting to gravitate towards, or coaches are starting to understand how this can benefit their athletes.
Yes, yeah. So I am so blessed that I get to go and work with our USA Wrestling team. You know, that's kind of my background in the wrestling world, and so I've been blessed. I was at the 2012 Olympics in London, and we're gearing up to go to the 2016 Olympics in Rio. So very excited about that. And then I've been to several world championships. I've got to travel around the world to see so many great places and hang out with so many great athletes and coaches and people that I've met doing that. I've been to Moscow, Russia, to Denmark.
Wow.
Over to
you need an assistant?
Yeah, that's right. You can come with. Budapest, Hungary. Just been all over the place, but why we go and why the Team USA has us go along is because we're taking care of their nervous system and just saying neuromuscular as an athlete. You know, we talked about the heart, but neuromuscular, you know, just with my situation, I mean, I had a disc that was putting direct pressure on a nerve, but you know, and it shut my muscles down. What if it may not be maybe not that severe for somebody else, but what if it's, you know, a 10% decrease in function to the muscle? I mean, that could be a matter of, you know, lifting more weight, posing longer, riding a bike faster. You know, it just, you know, and at that Olympic level, that's what they want, every edge that we can. You know, Team USA.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
that
funny,
could be the difference between a gold and a silver medal.
Yeah. You know, and this year at the World Championships, the World Championships are in Las Vegas, Labor Day week, a little over a month ago. And, you know, it was great because I was out there with the Greco-Roman team, and we had a guy named Andy Bissick that won the bronze medal. And, you know, just watching his conditioning and shape, and, you know, we worked on him before his matches, after his matches, you know, to make sure that his body was ready to go. You know, one match that I got to share is and Robbie Smith. He was our heavyweight, and he was wrestling a Russian. Who, I mean, this guy, Rocky IV, the Ivan Drago. I mean, he was like three times the size of Ivan Drago. I mean, just a huge, huge heavyweight Russian dude. That, I mean, he was bad man. And nobody expected. I mean, nobody expected our guy to even come close. He's shorter, and, I mean, this guy is tall and just chiseled, just pure muscle, and our guy is shorter, and he's kind of a little rounder. But, man, Robbie went out there, and, you know, he was adjusted every day while we're out there, making sure that he's in alignment, you know, and massage therapists were out there working on him. But he went out there. And, you know, nobody expected he even come close to the big Russian. And it was a very controversial match. And you can go to YouTube and watch it. Robbie Smith at 2015 World Championships, just Google it. And but he almost beat him. It was 10-8, and there was a couple of controversial calls in there, and he had him pinned. But, you know, the ref, you got to beat the ref sometimes too. But at the end of the match, what was amazing about it was the Russian wins 10-8, but he was the one that's dejected. And the American, you know, the crowd was going crazy, USA, 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 and he was the one that was running around the mat because, you know, he won, even though he lost the match. And it was just so awesome to see that and see the American spirit just shine through because, and we were back in the locker rooms with them and working on them before and after the matches. So it was just so neat to see the David versus Goliath story. And, you know, even though he lost the match, it was so close, but he still won. He still beat Goliath. And it was just a neat scene at the World Championships this year.
That's pretty awesome. I thought that was just so exciting.
Yeah, so, when you say
you were working on him before the match and after the match, I mean, what could you be adjusting in that short period of time? Or what was the benefit of constantly working on it like that?
Yeah. So, you know, what we do is we want to get the joint, the spine moving. And and neurologically, how I don't want to get into, you know, neurological in depth, but you have, most people on here are probably very well educated, know what proprioception is. It's a balance, and there are nerve cells in your spinal joints. And so what happens is when you adjust somebody or move a joint, or why we exercise, you know, exercise is good for you because you're constantly stimulating proprioception, those cells, and those cells actually send messages. They connect into a spinal tract and go up into your brain, into the cerebellum, and that's where kind of the magic happens if you study the neurology, because the cerebellum is where I call Grand Central Station. It's like the connection spot of your brain. So it's going to go to your cortex, your thinking brain, different parts of your brain, the motor sensory, the motor nerves in your brain, and then send messages back down to those muscles to make them move better. And so that's why adjusting athletes is so important, because we want that as much proprioception input into the brain as possible. And if there's the more there is, the healthier and the better performance is going to be. The opposite of that is it's called nociception, which means pain. So if somebody has let's say they have a disc like I did in my neck, I was getting so much nociception or pain signals going into my brain that actually decreases performance and decreases those connections in your brain. And so movement, you know, constant movement into the brain is so good and so healthy for the body, and it's going to increase performance, increase heart rate, increase lung capacity, increase strength, increase muscle tissue. You know, it's just amazing how that proprioception input will make you perform better.
Okay. And that's, I mean, it's just one of those things that, you know, because there's a lot of people out there that are probably listening, and with chiropractic care, you're either, it seems like, on one side of the fence or the other. Either you know it works, you swear by it works, or you're on the other side and you swear that it doesn't work and that all these doctors are quacks, but they're not even really, they probably don't even really consider you a doctor. But as an alternative healthcare method, this is a field that is growing by leaps and bounds. So what is it that you would say to people that are maybe apprehensive or, you know, don't know very much about the chiropractic care field?
Yeah, so the biggest difference, the difference, there's a huge difference in its philosophy. And kind of what I was talking about before is my philosophy on health, or it's a philosophy that healing comes from inside out. Above down, inside out, from the brain down through the spinal cord out through your body. But, you know, in the allopathic model, let's say, or the medical model, the philosophy is, well, you can keep living the same lifestyle, but let's just take more meds to keep you healthy. And you don't have to do anything until you get a problem or a diagnosis. That's the model, and that's the culture. So when somebody hears, well, no, you know, the philosophy, you have to do it, and health comes from your spine and your nervous system, like, that's so foreign to people, you know, because people haven't heard it before. But when people get it and they understand that, oh, my God, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Yeah, if my spine is bad, the nerves are bad. So everybody knows what happens when it gets cut. It's paralyzed. Well, what if it's less than that? You know, what if it's that subluxation? And that's where the philosophy has to come in, and you have to educate people on the philosophy of how the body works and what health really is, because that's where people get confused. You know, well, my doctor said this, then you're telling me something completely different. So that's the confusion of, you know, because I hear it all the time. Well, the doctor said this, and you guys don't get along. You don't tell me the same thing. Well, they're completely different things. You know, think of a tool bag. You know, my tools are in my office are my hands, you know, structurally, I want to remove the interferences in your spine, but also we really focus on, you know, nutrition and exercise, positive thinking. You know, the power of your mind is huge, and then mm-hmm. decreasing toxicities in the body, where the tool bag of the allopath, the medical model, is drugs and surgery. So there's two different tools. There's two different, totally separate things, and different tools to use. And you know, again, my philosophy is, I hope I never have to use drugs and surgery. I'm going to use these other five tools, the five essentials, so I can stay healthy. You know, I want to maximize my life and not minimize it and wait until I get a diagnosis. Because if you look at stats and disease rates going on right now in our country, I mean, they're sad. It's scary. One out of mm-hmm. two men are going to get diagnosed with cancer. One out of three women get diagnosed with cancer. You know, heart attacks, iatrogenicide. You know, there's people dying of overdoses of medications every single day. And so it's, you know, it's a different philosophy on health. And that's where kind of the public and people get confused. Like, you know, why are they telling me this when my doctor tells me that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, and those are tough things to decipher, definitely, because it is a total, you know, different mindset to think, well, you know, if I have a heart problem or I, you know, am trying to avoid cancer, the last thing you think of is that, well, I need to focus on my back to help me with these
yes.
issues. The first thing you're
yeah.
going to think of when it comes to preventative circumstances is, well, A, nutrition, if you think of that, or B, you know, the different medications that are advertised nonstop throughout the system of, well, if you have these kind of symptoms, take this to relieve that. You know, it's you're right. It is an external model versus an internal model.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where some people, it's hard to comprehend that until you see what your spine looks like. And that's my, you know, what my battle is. That's why I educate so much in my office, because I want people to know. I don't want them leaving my office and saying, well, it didn't work. Well, you didn't do your part. You have to do your part too. And it's all about the patient. Sometimes they have to work really hard, and it's hard to change your health, because you go home and I had a guy today that he drinks a six pack of 20 ounce Mountain Dews a day and about six Monsters a day. Now,
wow.
Is he ever going to get
all
healthy?
All I can say
yeah.
is, wow.
Yeah. Could you imagine that? I hope anybody listening, I hope you're not doing that. But could you imagine what your body would, but him, he doesn't know. But he's overweight, high blood pressure, diabetic. You know, the list goes on and on and on. How many pills do you think he's taking?
At least a handful, five or six,
yeah.
seven.
He's taking a handful of pills every day, but what's the cause? And I always want to go back to the cause. What's the cause of the problem? Is it lack of, you know, those pills, or is it because of his lifestyle for the last 20 years?
Mm.
And that's where, you know, again, the philosophy changes is I need to get him off, change his lifestyle. Get him off those mm-hmm. Mountain Dews and Monsters and get his blood sugar stabilized. And, I mean, he doesn't diet, and his back. You know, we got to start with that. Because, you know, if there's subluxation going to the stomach, for example, I mean, you could eat an organic, perfect diet, but if that stomach isn't functioning and taking the nutrients out of it, what it needs, it isn't producing enough acid to break down the food, because of the subluxation, doesn't matter what you eat.
And, you know, I was just reading an article today that talks the majority of people do not produce enough acid in their gut to break down the food efficiently, and it never dawned on me the reason why, because the article didn't go into why they're not producing enough, but, you know, it didn't even occur to me that it could be possibly because there is a subluxation there, or that could be a reason why that doesn't happen. But according to the article, the vast majority of people out there, they're not producing enough acid in their gut. So, wow.
That's the
light bulb
start
on for me.
Of, yeah, 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 because of their body, the stomach isn't talking to the brain the way it should. So if it's not talking to the brain the way it should, it's not going to produce enough acid.
Well, I think I need to schedule my next appointment and come on in and make sure that I've got all that functioning right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know
and,
from...
You know,
from... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know from my own personal experience that a lot of the issue that I have had that chiropractic care has helped me out with is from a strength training perspective, I battle range of motion problems, and it's normally on my left side of my body. And actually, I would say probably about 85% of any of my personal training clients, when we run into challenges, they also face, you know, issues. They always tell me, it's just that left side, it's that left side. I can't lift like I can with my right side. And it's just one of those things where, especially when I'm doing, you know, an alternating move where I'm using the right side and then the left side, I'll be going gangbusters with the right, and then all of a sudden it's like I hit a brick wall with my left, and it just won't do what I want it to do. No matter how much I will it, it just won't do it. And so, and it's a very frustrating thing to tell you.
Yes, and that's where, you know, I won't divulge, you know, your whole history, but you know, your lower neck,
yeah,
your motor units,
yeah, C5-6,
yes. you know, C5-6, that's where your subluxations are at, and they control those arm and shoulder muscles. So that's what happens. Yeah. The nerve gets decreased, the range of motion decreases, boom, it starts shutting down and makes your left side weaker.
Wow. And so and nothing ruins a workout for me faster than that, because at that point I'm just frustrated and I'm ready to just walk out of the gym at some times because it's going good, and then all of a sudden I got nothing.
Yeah, and I hear you, because I still remember those days back in the wrestling room where I literally would be wrestling with one arm, because I'd get my neck, shoot in a shot, and the guy would come down on my neck and, I mean, instantly just shut down. And so, I mean, trying to wrestle with one arm and a weak arm at that was very challenging, and it affected performance big time. You know, I knew I was getting worse instead of getting better. And, you know, that's what finally made me decide to do something. But, you know, going back to finishing up a long way around that question on the public and thinking, you know, they just don't understand the philosophy. And that's what my passion is. I want to educate the public, because I believe everybody has a spine, right? Everybody has a nervous system, and they deserve to have it functioning at 100%. And so many people aren't. And that's what kind of drives me and you know, and my team we want to get that out there and make sure that everybody knows that, hey, they deserve to have a healthy functioning nervous system, because if the nervous system is healthy, then everything else is healthy. But just getting through that education, because we have grown up, you know, we get pounded into our head that don't do anything until you have pain, you know, and it's not the professions, and doctors are some of the most smartest people in the world, you know, and they do great and wonderful things, but, it's a philosophy difference, and we want to get to the cause of the problem and not wait until it's too late in a lot of cases.
Exactly. So we've got about 5 minutes left on our program tonight. So, you know, say some of our listeners out there, you know, they've never tried chiropractic care before, but now after listening to all this and getting more insights, they're thinking about wanting to try it. What are some good things, or what are some things that they should look for when they are trying to find a chiropractor to partner with?
Yeah, I think the big thing is that they're not all, that's not a all pain based model. You know, even if you're feeling good and you don't have any symptoms, I mean, which a lot of people on the listening are you know, athletes and probably feel great. And that's awesome. I love it. But even if you feel good, like I talked about, health has nothing to do with how you feel. So go get examined, and somebody that's going to take an X-ray. And a corrective care doctor, that if there is a, you know, let's say a decreased cervical curve, that's going to put effort into correcting it and helping you, you know, coach you on how to get it corrected. So to improve your body, to improve your function, to improve your performance. And that goes for, you know, an athlete as well as people, just, you know, the public, because, like I said, everybody deserves to be healthier. And in our country right now, we're losing the battle, and that's why we need everybody. We need everybody to understand that philosophy. And because if we can get people preventing instead of reacting to disease, man, what a better world do we live in? How much money people would save? You know, insurance companies would save money. You know. It would just be amazing to what would happen to our system if everybody understood that philosophy and lived that philosophy and prevented things instead of waiting until we react to something and get diagnosed.
Exactly. That would be a great thing. And then as far as chiropractors go, I mean, are there any, you know, telltale signs that may indicate that one might be better than the other, or is it just like a personal preference of whoever you're most comfortable with?
Yeah. I mean, I'm involved with a wonderful Maximize Living. I call my family. Some of my best friends are. It's called Maximize Living. That you know, we just go to, we train all the time, several times a year to get the best cutting edge care to people. And to correct spines, and correct nervous system, and make people healthier. So MaximizeLiving.com, you can go in there and look up doctors. There's 500 offices around the country that you can look for and find out. And then go in and find out and tell them you listen to me on this webcast, and just call them up and get in. They'll take care of you. So, and find out what, if you do have any subluxation or not.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you so much, Dr. Miller, for joining us tonight. You know, I think you've shared a lot of good detail for people to think about, digest, and, you know, determine if chiropractic care is something that can help them take their athletic performance to another level, in addition to all of the other, you know, things that they put into their training to be the best that they could be. So thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for having me, Desiree. Appreciate it.
So on behalf of Dr. Miller and myself and P4P Muscle, if your body is a temple, let's build it.